Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow,
Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechmute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Beatty Trantina. This week on AK, getting ready for spring. Outside in most of Alaska, it still looks a lot like winter. But a true harbinger of the coming warm season has announced itself in the northern interior community of Eagle.
There was a small flock of snow buntings cruising around, and that's a sign that spring is coming.
That's longtime Eagle resident John Borg. He's collected annual climate data in his community for the National Weather Service for the past 35 years. The snow buntings return to their high Arctic breeding grounds beginning in early April. As Emily Schwing reports, a whole host of other bird species follow close behind, announcing the arrival of spring across the state.
At Creamers Field in Fairbanks, snowplows suck and blow snow from a field in anticipation of the Canada geese that are on their way from Delta Junction. That's roughly 80 miles to the southeast as the goose flies. Lori Beck is a biologist with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
They're about on time. The average is around between the 9th and the 13th. So since 1976, we've been collecting the data.
Creamers Field is the site of an old dairy farm, which was established at the turn of the century when three cows and a handful of horses arrived from Nome by steam wheeler. In 1928, the Creamers family purchased the land and operated the largest dairy in interior Alaska for the next 40 years. The state purchased and expanded the dairy, establishing a 2,000-acre bird refuge in the late 1970s. Fish and Game has managed it ever since. Despite the change in hands, Lori Beck says migratory birds have stopped over at Creamers since the fields were first plowed a century ago.
They've always come through. It's part of the Pacific Flyway. And so when the birds come up north, you know, they just kind of follow along the same path as they head out to their breeding grounds. And so we've always been part of their path.
A handful of onlookers in parked cars and trucks stare at the massive cloud of snow that's kicked up by the industrial-sized snowblower. It's hard to tell if they're patiently awaiting the geese or if they're puzzling over what looks like the off-road version of a Zamboni. It's a long-standing Fairbanks tradition to look up for Canada geese this time of year. And interior Alaska isn't the only part of the state patiently awaiting the annual bird migration.
Well, sandhill cranes are just, they're somewhat the charismatic megafauna of birds.
That's Nina Faust. She founded Kachemak Crane Watch in Homer over a decade ago. The group works to protect cranes and their habitat.
They've been harbingers of spring, which everybody around here really looks forward to.
And this year, Faust has her eyes peeled, scanning the sky over Kachemak Bay for one bird in particular.
Well, actually, you know, the raging story around here has been the goose who's been hanging out with the sandhill cranes.
She says a group in California affectionately named him the Lesser Canada Goose, Homer.
Last year, we kept getting reports from all over Homer. What's with this goose? Everywhere this flock goes, this goose shows up with them, and he hangs right in the middle of the group. He fights with them. He pays attention to their signals. If there's an alert call from the cranes, he stands up, and they fly off. He flies off with them.
Faust took video of the birds grazing together last summer and shared it on YouTube. Biologists have told Faust his egg was probably laid in a crane's nest. When he hatched, he may have imprinted on his leggier counterparts. Faust says he doesn't seem to notice.
So nobody knows where he's been and everybody's anticipating. Is he going to come back and will we see him this summer?
Most of the birds who come north don't stay in any one place for the entire season. Lori Beck says those that stop to snack at Creamers Field head further north.
A lot of the birds will actually head to Tanana Flats in order to mate. Some of them will actually head north to the Yukon Delta, and the rest of them will head to Minto Flats.
Beck is also patiently awaiting a particular bird.
The white-fronted goose, yeah, they're my favorite. They're the ones, they have the bright orange feet and the pink bills, and they just have this great laugh to them. And they're also called speckle bellies. They're pretty fun.
Whatever your bird of choice, they're on their way, bringing spring along with them. In Fairbanks, I'm Emily Schwing.